Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. Good to be back here from the Windy City in the summertime. The first day of August here on Theoretically Speaking. It's me, Theo Dorsey, your guy. C-Cat on the other side of the one of the glass on the ones and twos back in West Palm Beach. And I come through with a curveball on a Thursday. You know, we got a really packed out show. We got Mike T pulling up. We got Tina later on. But most importantly, off the top, you won't be able to see him, but you'll hear his voice. We have John Jurkovich, Yurko, who's out here with ESPN Chicago. He tells me he had a cup of coffee with the Miami Dolphins, but he's known for his playing days with the Packers. And, of course, one of the best voices on the Chicago Bears. First off, appreciate you pulling up with us.
No problem, Theo. Glad to have you up here. Hopefully we've had the wonderful accommodations for you. You're feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
Everything's good for you in the Windy City here.
Well, you know, it's we're coming up on the start of some NFL football returning. The Bears and the Texans kicking off the Hall of Fame game. So I felt it's only right we start with the Chicago Bears. And I have been, I would say, one of the people that are more optimistic, positive about the outlook of what the Bears are going to be this year. I love the fact that the Bears have surrounded Caleb Williams with all of these weapons. I'm feeling like it's so good, and maybe we're getting to that point where it's too good to be true, and that's why I'm starting to see, I don't know if you've seen this as well, some people are starting to try to find ways to poke holes in what this Bears operation can be. Did you see the stuff that came out from what Kevin Byard said on the radio, and then you got guys making comments about it publicly?
Well, all I know is this. You're going to ride waves. You go into the draft, you have Caleb Williams, you get Roma Dunze, everybody's flying high, everything's good. Then comes the reality of training camp, and you've got to get into training camp. Then you're looking for something. They are flying high. 7-10 last year. Yeah. Had three games they had to lead in the fourth quarter by double digits. They found ways to lose those games. The problems at the quarterback position last year, Justin Fields was fantastic. He was unbelievable. Run the ball against man-to-man defense, he was absolutely fantastic. Against zones, he struggled. When they disguised zones and they flipped another zone, the hesitancy cost him. The ability to see and get the ball out was a problem for him. You move on from him and you decide you're going to draft Caleb Williams. You're anticipating Caleb Williams is going to be able to come in and be the answer at the quarterback position, especially against zone defenses with what you've seen him do in college.
Yeah.
So that's why people are excited. Then you've got Keenan Allen here. You've got your third wide receiver is one of the best receivers to come out in the draft this year. And you've got a stud that you just rewarded in DJ Moore that was doing it with whoever and was finding a way to be very successful here in the city of Chicago. You should be excited. They signed a veteran a tight end. You tried to shore up your offensive line, and they're going to get better. So, yeah, I would be excited, too. The defense stepped up last year with the addition of Montez Sweat. Everything looks fantastic. Everything is fantastic, along with the development of some others. Your only hole you have on this team is let's answer the center position.
Yep.
And let's answer the left defensive end position. And if you can get those things shored up with at least average football play, you should be in pretty good shape for this year. So when I make the prediction of the Bears going 11-6, I don't do it because I'm overly excited. I don't do it because I've been a Bears fan all my life. I don't do it because I've got stars in my eyes. I do it because I take a look at the third easiest schedule in the league. I take a look at the fact until you play Green Bay, you got nine games where you've got to make hay. You got Houston, you got the Rams that are going to be tough, difficult games early in your first nine. The rest of those games are winnable. Now, they might be winnable for somebody else when they're looking at that schedule and they look at Chicago and say, oh, those games are winnable for us, too.
Right, they're going to think that for sure.
But the Bears were underdogs all the time last year. So they've got to get off to a great start. They've got to at least be 6-3 after nine or hopefully 7-2. And then guess what? Then the nightmare starts.
Yeah.
Now you got seven games, six of them against the division, two against Detroit, two against Green Bay. You got San Francisco thrown into the mix. At least you get Minnesota, you know? At least you got Minnesota in that mix, too. So, yeah, things are going to get much more difficult. Things get difficult in the second half of the year. Nobody's denying it, which is why it's imperative that the Bears make hay early.
That's right, and you know what? I am all in on that. Yurko just gave maybe the best Bears breakdown you're going to hear on the ESPN West Palm radio waves here, and that's coming from a guy that did. Again, when you had that cup of coffee and you kicked it with when you were out there with Dan Marino the Dolphins, you know what excellent quarterback play feels and looks like.
It was phenomenal. It was Duper and it was Clayton at that time. Farrell Edmonds was the guy that sired all the great linebackers in the NFL nowadays. Farrell was the tight end.
Yeah.
Offensive line had Dellenbach, Widener. That was the year Richmond Webb came there. It was the year Keith Sims came there. Mm. The defense was full of linebackers that were studs, offered all. Mike Reichenbach came from Philadelphia. Cliff Odom, Barry Krauss, Hugh Green, Eric Kumerow, Ricky Graff, David Griggs. I mean, it was a who's who. Jarvis Williams.
Some names here.
Lewis Oliver. Tim McKeir came over from San Francisco to solidify the defense. I mean, everybody was there. Tony Martin was a youngster.
Yeah.
Remember Tony Martin went out to Atlanta with the Falcons?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he was phenomenal. He had more success when he went over to the Atlanta Falcons. But that was a team in 1990, if you remember them. 12-4, they beat Kansas City in the playoffs on a late Pete Stojanovic field goal, and then they ran into Buffalo in the first year of their four-year run going to the Super Bowl. And then the Dolphins could never get past them. After that, I left and I went to Green Bay. I spent 1 year in Miami. It was beautiful. I had fun. It was a ball. I threw up on Marino's carpet at the Christmas party.
Wait, what? Well, hold on. How do you skip over that? I asked you about Marino.
Yeah.
You named 20 dudes that most Dolphins fans have probably forgot about, and you skip over the fact that you threw up
guys.
On Marino's
not
carpet.
Not those guys. Tony Page was the fullback. Sammy Smith was the running back.
The carpet, what happened there?
So I go to the Christmas party, right? And I go there, and I don't plan on being there long. John Bosa, another great sire of youngsters in the NFL. He was there with his girlfriend. Eric Kumerow was there with his girlfriend. Bosa's girlfriend is Kumerow's sister. So they come to the party at about 8 o'clock, see the connection, brother and sister.
Yeah, yeah.
One's dating Bosa. There you go. We start doing lemon drops. I had already had the lamb chops with the mint jelly and the escargot and the whole ball of wax. I was getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
I was getting out of Dodge early, you know. Maybe go over to one of the local haunts at Pembroke Pines.
Hey, okay.
And have
all
a little
right.
bit of fun out there.
Yeah.
But I get caught up doing lemon drops. This is about 8:30. Next thing I know, I wake up on the bar at 2:30 in the morning. Party's still going on, you know, Santa Claus, the whole ball of wax. I wake up and then I get out. I was sleeping on the bar and just raising my head to 2 feet and the altitude change triggered something violently inside of me. And next to me on my left side was a 55-gallon garbage can with a, you know, bag in it. I wheeled violently to my right and just started to hurl all over this inlaid Berber carpet and cream-colored carpet. And as it exited me, it was jet black. And before the vomit ever hit the ground, they stuffed me into the garbage can, and I finished inside the garbage can.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop the initial stream from making the damage done and getting it, you know, doing what it was supposed to do. But they took care of me. They washed me up. They got me over to, what was his name? Burt Widener's house. Youngster out of Toledo, and they took care of me there, got me to practice the next day, and I was just handing hundreds out, hundreds for flowers for Mrs. Marino.
Oh, had to.
100 to clean up the vomit over at Bert's house, 100 for a comforter. I'm like, I was just handing out cash, but the boys took care of me.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. But when Harry Galbraith came to Green Bay, he was offensive guard for you guys. He told the story. Well, Mark Clayton came to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton told the story about me vomiting all over Marino's house. When Keith Jackson, that was with Philadelphia, went to Miami, came to Green Bay and won a Super Bowl up there. He had heard the story. He wasn't even there.
And he
but
wrote,
he had
he
heard
told.
The story, and he told the story. So they used to tell the story all the time because... Yeah, you make one mistake as a youngster, and the next thing you know, it's kind of held against you the rest of your life.
It follows you. It follows you.
Yeah, you're it did during the NFL Chicago. Season, for sure. But I always tell the story because people want to know and they want to hear, and it makes you giggle at the end of the day because who hasn't gotten overserved at a party and found a way to hurl, you know?
I mean, it happens.
It happens.
It happens
it
to the
happens.
Best of us, even you're when
right.
you're a big, strong lineman with all that weight.
Yeah, extra
on
weight.
You know,
extra
you got all
weight.
That stuff
right.
going for you.
You'd think I'd have been conditioned.
Yes, yes, yes. Yurko with ESPN Chicago joining us here on Theoretically Speaking. One last thing, because our guy, Danny Z, just told me, and I don't know why I didn't think to ask you this. You got a young gunslinger here in Chicago now in Caleb Williams, who everybody's just dreaming to see what it's going to look like him throwing that ball around. You were playing with one of the most famous gunslingers in the history of the league, and Brett Favre. What was it about him, and are there little things you see in Caleb Williams that can tell you he could even eclipse what a guy like Favre was able to do in the
league? We haven't seen enough. What you do in college is great, and it's fantastic. You did it at the college level. Now you get to the big leagues, you get to the pros. Now you've got to start doing something here at the professional level. So he's still a work in progress. Now everybody's got high hopes for him. I got high hopes for him. But we had Favre down there, and I think Favre's first game, he stepped in for an injured Don Majkowski against the Cincinnati Bengals in the fourth game of the season. The statistics weren't good. But what he did do at the end of the game, when time was running out, we ran four verticals and he hit Kittrick Taylor down the right sideline and scored a touchdown, game-winning touchdown against Cincinnati. And you knew what you thought you might have, but it wasn't a done, finished product in 92. It took time for that guy that was there till 95 when he became a finished product. Back then, everybody was a little bit more patient with quarterbacks than they are now. Now, we had Ty Detmer sitting in the wings, and we had a young Mark Brunell sitting in the wings, too. And in 94, there were some tough times for Brett Favre against the Minnesota Vikings, going up against their defensive line, John Randall. They had Roy Barker on one side, Dolman on the other side, and the nose tackle was one hell of a player, too, Henry Thomas. And they were coming in at him, and they were barking at him. They were getting the best out of him. We pulled him. They made it sound like they pulled him because of a hip injury. They didn't pull him because of a hip injury. They pulled him because he was woefully ineffective.
Wow.
And they put Brunell in the game, and Brunell became woefully ineffective, too, going up against that defensive line. So they had to come to Jesus meeting between Brett Favre and Holmgren. They got together, and Holmgren told him, listen, you're my guy. You're going to be my guy forever. So you and I are either going to be successful or we're going to fail miserably at this thing. So it took time for the quarterback to be able to make it happen. Even Brett Favre, it took time for him to make it happen. But then he was an MVP in 95, 96, and 97. So we're going to have to be patient with Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some growing pains because the transition from college to the professional level is a big one. With the talent that he has and with the expectations and with the roster that this team has been given, we're hoping that that turnaround period or that transition period is going to be a shorter period than it is for most.
Yeah.
It might not be as quick as C.J. Stroud, but we're hoping it's not like any other quarterback that has failed miserably in the first round.
Right, right. You don't have to name. We see a lot of those over the past decade those names.
Oh, over the last 40 years, you can go over and look at the quarterbacks and just shake your head and go, what were they thinking? So hopefully it'll be quicker. Well, so, Mitch struggled. I mean, even Justin Fields struggled, but he's trying to make a name for himself back out in Pittsburgh. So it'll be interesting the way it goes. I just hope it's quicker for the Chicago Bears than longer.
Jerko, you're going to be doing some pregame coverage for the Hall of Fame game here at ESPN Chicago. How can people find you and lock in with some of the stuff y'all have cooking up?
All right, we got the ESPN Chicago app. You can get us on the app anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world with the ESPN Chicago app. We're on ESPN Chicago 1000. The app will take you wherever you guys need to be. That's what you need to remember. Get the app, and you'll have us ESPN Chicago 1000.
Love it. Locking in with the Bears. Appreciate your time. You've been a great I've been a great guest here because I at least haven't thrown up all over your stuff yet. So,
only once.
Yeah, just once. That's Jerko. Before we go to break here, we got Mike T on the other side to talk all things NFL. And I got to tell y'all, Duffy's Sports Grill, we know it's not out here in Illinois. I'm not going to be able to touch base and get my two-for-ones going left and right. But when I get back to Palm Beach County, one of the first places I'm going, Duffy's Sports Grill. A great fantasy football season starts with a great fantasy football draft party. And you can enjoy a private party space at Duffy's. Got over 80 televisions at every location, free Wi-Fi, award-winning burgers and wings. And of course, like I said, two-for-one drinks all day, every day. Duffy'sMVP.com. Book your party. And again, if you're picking, you get about to that sixth round in your fantasy draft, your buddy's getting two-for-one drinks, he might mess up. He might reach for a guy. He might get Drake May in the sixth round. And here you go, being able to have guys move up your draft board. You can draft from your home turf as well. Be the MVP of your draft party by getting party platters from Duffy's as well. Duffy'sMVP.com. On the other side, we got Mike T here on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week. Presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Sporting a goat chain as well as being literally the greatest in gymnastics, Simone Biles winning her all-around performance, becoming the oldest person to do so at the age of 27 since 1952. And here it is from Paris, the crowning of Team USA Gymnastics.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah!
And they know it's official now. Back to that top step of the podium for Team USA. It's a goal. Where they believe they belong. Gold medalist at the Olympics.
A redemption tour of sorts for Simone Biles, who again had the infamous 2021 Olympics where things didn't quite work out. And now back on top, getting the gold. And if you know me, you know that I have the gold plan with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That's right, the gold plan. The one that gets you multiple check-ins per year, preventative and repair. EDSisYes.com. That's where you can go to get the gold plan as well. EDSisYes.com. If you want better comfort in your home, if you want to be locked in with the most trusted AC specialist in Palm Beach County, EDSisYes.com. They've got 24/7 support at EDSisYes.com. All your plumbing needs can be taken care of at EDSisYes.com. EDS is a trained comfort specialist, and it's hard to stop a train. EDS achieved a 4.8 star Google rating with over 760 reviews. That's a lot. There's so many reasons why EDS is yes when it comes to air conditioning and plumbing. Remember, EDSisYes.com. That was our coolest moment of the week, and now our coolest guest of this segment. Pulling up to us on the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Hotline, Mike Tannenbaum jumping in on a Thursday to tip off the month of August the right way. Mike T, how's it going?
Good, Theo. How you doing? I'm glad I'm part of the coolest segment of your show.
No, yeah.
Place I'd rather be.
I mean, is that like, I mean, I know you're a super cool guy, so you get those kind of compliments all the time. But, I mean, like, this is high praise here from Theoretically Speaking.
Yeah, the only two people on the planet that would say anything but cool would be my two teenage kids who would use a lot of words to describe me except cool.
Well, you know what? You're great to us. I'm glad to be out here. I'm actually in the Windy City right now in Chicago. No better day to be in Chicago as we're going to have NFL football return today. The kickoff of the preseason with the Hall of Fame game, the Bears and the Texans. We won't see any of the starters for Chicago. I'm still waiting to see if the Texans are going to announce if C.J. Stroud or any of the first stringers for the Texans will play. But I'm starting to think, as a guy that feels like this Bears offensive system can't fail, Caleb Williams, great running back core, all of those weapons on the outside, plus you bring in Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator. Mike T, though, if this offense doesn't work out, if 17 weeks into the season, we're looking back and said that was a miserable failure by Chicago, what do you think would have went wrong? Would it have to be Caleb Williams?
Yes, it would be three reasons. Their offensive line, and their offensive line. They're loaded. DeAndre Swift, as you mentioned, Cole Kmet, three great receivers. But if you look at Bryce Young's failings a year ago, you could go back to their offensive line, and then you could look at what Carolina try to do to address that issue, signing two guards. So to me, if there's issues, it's going to be up front, but Caleb Williams is too talented. They're too deep. If they have any shortcomings, it's up front.
Well, you often talk about like roster building and about like, you know, making sure you maximize that rookie contract. Have the Bears done the best job like in modern history of surrounding a guy with talent, bringing in an offensive coordinator, a play caller in Shane Waldron, who can draw up stuff, who did a great job with Geno Smith. Like, have they done, like, just the best job in a while, especially including that DJ Moore extension that goes out 4 years, which coincides with the time that Caleb Williams' extension would likely have to be agreed upon?
Yeah, you know, Theo, I think that's fair. You know, I want to see Braxton Jones get better. You know, the offensive line is going to be critical here. So, you know, I would say they've done an exceptionally good job. I think they got a little lucky. Obviously, I don't think they ever thought that the first-round pick they got from Carolina would yield, you know, Caleb Williams. I think they thought they still have Fields for another year. But their offensive line and their depth is a little bit of concern. But absolutely, Theo, they've done a great job. And I love DeAndre Swift because he can catch the ball in the backfield. So I'm not worried about the people who have the ball in their hands, but again, it's going to be, can they have sustain protection throughout the season.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking on, again, the hours before we have football returning, NFL football here with the Hall of Fame game approaching. But then we did get some news that is a little bit concerning. Mike T., you're one of the people that is the highest on the Chargers coming into this season. Justin Herbert having it announced that he will be expected by week one, but a Lisfranc injury in his foot. How much does that concern you, especially given the fact that this is a team that has had so much turnover on the offensive side? They need him practicing with these new weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. That's far from ideal. You know, your starting quarterback, new system. Look, I think they're going to be a lot more balanced in offense. Clearly, they want to run the ball. They took, you know, Joe Alt to go along with Rashawn Slater up front. So I think offensive line, scheme-wise, it all makes sense. But, yeah, that's far from ideal. And you hope, like, an injury like this Herbert with the plantar fasciitis that he has, you know, Theo, you just hope it doesn't linger all season.
And that's one of those things that, again, when you're playing quarterback and so much of it is talked about with footwork and movement in the pocket, it makes me a little nervous. But, again, Harbaugh, great coach. Would love to see what happens with those Chargers either way. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on ESPN 106.3 on Theoretically Speaking. The Olympics are going on. We're watching the Americans chase the golds. We just talked about how Simone Biles picked up another gold medal. Yesterday on the show, or actually a couple days ago, we discussed what is the one thing in life, which task that you're good at, either mundane or extravagant, that you feel you're so good at that you can compete at it in Olympic level. Like, you can go for the gold in this. I said for me personally, it would be making my flights on time, no matter what time I pull up to an airport, because I'm an expert at that. I'm a pro. Never have to run either. Always get there on time. Mike T., what would it be that you can compete at that we wouldn't think of that you would probably go for gold with?
Oh, that's easy, Theo. It's making my world-class chicken parmesan. It's me against the world. Oh, I'll take the gold. You'll take everybody else. So let's get it on.
Oh, Mike T. versus the Italians going for gold. That would be awesome. If Americans made a better chicken parmesan than the Italians, that would make my 4 years.
Let's go. I got broad shoulders. Bring on the whole country.
Mike, I got a question for you about the Hall of Fame game tonight. A lot of people as football fans that don't work in the league, work really in the business, think the preseason in the NFL, it doesn't matter. I'm going to turn it on week one, and they kind of throw it in the garbage. How important is preseason football from your point of view, being in those front offices?
Yeah, great question. You know, context is everything. Like tonight, not much because, you know, it's a field that, you know, clubs don't feel great about. So you're not going to see any marquee players. I'd be shocked if Stroud played. But as the preseason goes on, you're going to look for things like, are the, you know, let's say aging players still as good as they are? Are they as quick as they are? Is Keenan Allen still quick, for example? And then, you know, you're looking at, you know, competition. You know, there are going to be roster spots up for grabs. So tonight, not much, but there will be some, you know, storylines that we'll see develop over the next couple of weeks.
And if you could hop in and be the GM starting today for either of the two teams competing tonight, the Bears or the Texans, who do you think is set up for long-term success more than the other?
Well, I would just go with Houston because, you know, what we saw Stroud do was really historic. I like what they did defensively with Will Anderson. Most notably, I think he's going to be really good. But it all goes back to Stroud and Tank Dell, you know, Stephon Diggs. I think, you know, we're going to see if Stroud was, you know, a flash in the pan. I don't think he was. I think he has a chance to be really special. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams won't be, but we saw Stroud actually do it.
Gotta love it. Appreciate the time, Mike T. And also, I think this is our first time talking to you since the big Jordan Love extension. So congratulations on being the first guy to point out that he was going to get the major bag.
Well, my pleasure. And you just let me know when and where with the chicken parm, and I'll be ready to go. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Say less, and I'll bring the barbecue. There he is, Mike Tannenbaum. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy that football that we're getting back tonight here joining us on ESPN 106.3 on Theoretically Speaking. His appearances always brought to you by Eisner Amper. And, of course, he pulled up on the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Baptist Health Hotline. I mean, we're talking about feeling better, right? We're talking about Justin Herbert trying to get back to health. Well, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments, with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting Baptist Health Orthopedic Care's website, which is baptisthealth.net/ortho. See, Kat, if you're wondering why I was looking a little flustered there, my wife, trying to be courteous, literally just crawled from behind me so she would not be in the live stream here on YouTube, and I was trying to let her know she can walk right through. We would be perfectly fine.
Yeah, if you're looking for that live stream, you can go to our Twitter page, at ESPN West Palm, or, more preferably, subscribe on YouTube, at Theo Speaking. Pretty please.
Yes, lock in with the fellas. We got some great content coming your way. We'll make sure we clip some of the stuff from today's show. If you did miss Mike T's appearance, giving us some good stuff. And I'm also impressed. I'm actually surprised he picked the Texans over the Bears because he's such a quarterback rookie contract guy.
Yeah.
With Williams starting off right now and C.J. Stroud being 1 year in the deal, 1 year closer to getting paid, I thought he would have went that way. Hey, but it is hard to replicate what Stroud did.
Yeah, one in the hand is worth two in the bush. That's what I would say right now, where probably Caleb Williams is a better prospect than C.J. Stroud was, but you kind of know what you got with C.J. Stroud right now, and that's pretty historic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, C-Cat, at NABJ here earlier, I bumped into one of my buddies that works at CBS down there in South Florida, and he invited me to go out and play golf. He told me he just shot an 81 a couple of days ago.
How many mulligans are we talking? I don't know. I'm always skeptical of these guys.
I absolutely am skeptical. I've never played with the dude, but he said he shot an 81 recently, so I got a little intimidated, and then I got my skepticism kind of hopped in as you were calling out Sauce Gardner.
Yes.
I start thinking, is this guy capping? But if I do want to be able to keep up, if I do want to make sure my golf game is strong enough to last and to be able to, you know, maybe I break 100. Maybe I just get through the 18 without feeling bad about myself. I straightened up my golf game at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. KaiserGolfCenter.com. That's where you go. KaiserGolfCenter.com. Sign up for some lessons. Stop putting it off. You know you need to straighten up your game. You know you need to get those irons right. Maybe it's your putting that's not working out. Great putting greens there. You can work on chipping as well. There's a driving range. Plus, it's the summertime in Florida, so you know inclement weather is always trying to bully its way around your plans. Not at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. They've got a 2,000-square-foot indoor facility with three different hitting bays, ball flight technology, video replay. Your coach can walk you through each part of your swing right after you do it. KaiserGolfCenter.com. Go train like a pro with the Seahawks. Next up, we got our friend Tina pulling up, and we're going to have the Safe Bound Get Around. It's going to be her debut trip on the Get Around. We'll see how that goes for Tina. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking, talking a lot of Chicago Bears on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I just can't believe, man, we got Andre Johnson and Devin Hester going into the Hall of Fame in the same year. I'm super excited about that. And I just saw one of my boys here from NABJ, Chancellor Johnson, had a 10-minute sit-down breaking down film with Andre Johnson that he released today. What a timely time to be able to drop that. Speaking of timely, pulling up on this Thursday, Tina is in the house. And look at that. From Chicago to West Palm Beach, you can see both of us. Tina, what's up?
Hello, Theo. How is Chicago? Are you just loving it?
I'm loving it. We're going on the lake on Saturday. We're going to hop on the boat. The wife, Ashley's here in studio with me.
No way.
And, you know, we're kicking it. We're thriving. And they've been great to us here at ESPN Chicago, too.
I feel like the wife is kind of, I don't know, not as respectful as my wife.
The wife.
No,
is that
the wife. It's my
the
wife.
The wife. My wife.
You'll Ashley. Never catch me saying the wife.
The wife is a bad thing. I didn't know that. We have to put that out there. 888-760-3776. Is it disrespectful to refer to your wife, your spouse, as the wife? Because she is. She's the one. Tina, You are enjoying the ambiance in the studio in West Palm Beach. I'm enjoying the air out here in Chicago. There's Lollapalooza going on, all kind of mess. But what you've never done on Theoretically Speaking, and you've had so many appearances here, is actually do a get around. How is that?
I don't know, but I heard earlier today that I was going to be a part of it, and I'm excited.
Well, you know what? No better date than today to have Tina on the get around, because it is now officially the safe bound get around. So, without further ado, C-Cat, how about we take our debut journey with Tina in the wild on the safe bound get around?
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round go. I get around.
The safe bound get around. That's how we deliver all the hot topics from across the nation in sports and culture right here on Theoretically Speaking. And remember, you're safe with SafeBound. This is a family-owned company for moving and storage. They're based out of West Palm Beach, but they serve all over the Sunshine State. They are Florida's moving company. So whether you're moving out of Florida or maybe you're moving around from spot to spot, from county to county, check in with SafeBound Moving and Storage. They've got the experience, they've got a lot of expertise, and five-star customer service you can rely on. You're safe with SafeBound, the SafeBound Moving and Storage. Get around. What's the first stop, C-Cat?
Next stop,
let's go to Boston, Massachusetts, because I saw this the other night. There's a fan sitting atop the Green Monster at Fenway Park. It's a guy next to his wife. His wife has a baseball glove. He does it. Home run ball goes over the monster right to him. If he doesn't exist, that ball lands in the seat, stays right there, and that couple gets a baseball. He tries to catch it, goes off his hands, and falls to the field of play. They do not get the home run ball. The announcers hated him. His wife hated him. Everyone in the crowd around him were badgering him. It was a tough scene at Fenway.
Well, first, before we talk about this, what's the ruling on that? Because when a fan interference thing happens with the Green Monster and all, like what happened? Was it a ground rule double? Like, what worked out there?
No, the ball was over the wall. It was definitely going to be a home run. Yeah, no doubt about that. Definitely going to be a home run.
Okay, so it was counted as a home run, but he didn't even catch the ball.
No.
Tina, do you kind of get the ick from stuff like that? I mean, a guy supposed to be kind of athletic, brings you to a baseball game, can't even reel in a special delivery home run ball?
I'm a little confused as to why she did have the glove. Like, I'm all for that. Like, I love that she's obviously a big baseball fan. She's wearing that glove. But I guess that does kind of, you know, I'm like, oh, like, you should have caught that ball.
Well, she wearing the glove for that scenario.
Yeah.
If he had the glove on, he'd probably catch it.
What's worse, though? If she jumps in with the glove and saves the day and catches it over him, like, is that a good thing? Is that a positive? Or is that more so, like, is that kind of emasculating for that guy there?
I love that for her so much. I love that for her.
Hate that for him.
Yeah, I hate that for him. I love that for her.
Absolutely. What's next?
Next stop.
We're actually going to go right down the road to Foxborough, Massachusetts. Reports from Patriots camp indicate that number 3 pick of this year's draft, North Carolina's quarterback Drake May, is getting outplayed by the 193rd pick from this year's draft, Tennessee quarterback Joe Milton.
Well, this goes in. I'm sorry, you had more there, C-Cat?
I was going to ask the question, should where you get drafted matter in terms of a position battle?
It has to, but it shouldn't, because it's going to look bad on the GM if the sixth rounder outplays the first rounder and takes the job, especially at the quarterback position. But I will say, Joe Milton, Bahokie guy, 5'6" guy. I'm rooting for him to take that job over Drake May. And this coincides with our guy Tyler Cameron's theory. From Going Home with Tyler Cameron, by the way, streaming on Amazon Prime. Check it out. But Tyler came in here and said ACC quarterbacks suck, and I haven't been able to disprove him. So maybe Drake May going to fall short to the SEC guy and Joe Milton. I mean, Tina, is Tyler on to something here? We're just out on North Carolina ACC quarterbacks in general now.
I feel
Trevor
like
Lawrence. You, that's just, one of your guys.
You do just have these like high expectations when you are drafted really high, but I feel like when you get there, like it's fair game. You know, whoever's just performing better and doing better, like that's who deserves the spot.
That'd be crazy though. That would be absolutely
insane.
If Joe Milton from the sixth round leapfrogs the guy that you picked in the top five.
Yeah, but Evan Cohen didn't pat Joe Miller on the back and say he was a Patriots fan after the draft. No, no, he patted Drake May on the back because he thought he was the quarterback of the future.
Maybe that's why he's getting outplayed, because he snubbed Evan after that. And that's the Evan Cohen curse on Drake May. We figured it out.
Next stop.
Again, we go to Paris, France. Simone Biles won an all-around gold medal in the Olympics once again. She also won it with Team USA. But Biles was shown wearing a sparkling goat chain under her uniform to become the only U.S. gymnast to win 6 Olympic gold medals.
I will say, love jewelry. A little corny, the goat chain on her. I mean, Simone Biles can do no wrong. Just a little corny, but she is the greatest of all time at her sport. So much love. Big shout to Simone Biles. I just like, kind of like when LeBron James crowns himself. Just something a little off-putting like that to me. But Tina, you rocking with it? You rocking with the goat chain and another gold medal for the goat?
I am rocking with it. And have you been seeing like kind of the pettiness of Simone Biles recently with her tweets? Like,
yeah,
the lack of talent. Like, I'm loving it though. Like, I don't know if you heard their team name. I'm not allowed to say it on the air. But hey, I love it. Every time I've watched a performance from Team USA, the gymnastics team, like, I get chills. I'm obsessed with all of it.
She is turning. I like the turn that she's having, almost like the Tom Brady latter years with the Buccaneers, where we're getting more of that personality.
Yes.
More of the braggadocio. And yes, she's clapping back heavy on social media, pulling some from KD there. Is that it for the Safe Bound Get Around?
That's our illustrious Safe Bound Get Around.
What a blessing of a journey. Our debut journey with Tina in the wild. That was a lot of fun. And Tina, I know that, you know, we have our fun on the Safe Bound Get Around, but sometimes traveling, it can have you feeling a little bit worn down. Maybe you need some relaxation, some calm, some zen. Where can you find that these days?
You're totally right, and you can find it at Old Palm Beach. And you know, Theo, I know we always talk about, like, the massages and the facials and the pedicures and everything at the O Spa. They have that for men as well. They have services for men, for women. It could be a couples thing. You took the wife, Ashley,
yes, the wife,
to Chicago with you. And when you guys come back, like, you should take a stop at the O Spa to get yourselves a massage, a facial, or a mani-pedi, whatever you want, because it is amazing over there. I had a great stay when I had my staycation in June. It is my favorite spot in South Florida. It's a Forbes 5-star resort. You can book your stay today. Florida residents do receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. I told you I'm going to go there and go to the breeze and pedal myself a margarita. I cannot wait for that. Calories can't count if I'm pedaling a margarita on a bike to make it myself. Visit eaupalmbeach.com for more information today.
Tina, you know who I just saw here when I stepped into the ESPN Chicago studios?
Who? Because I have a few favorites at ESPN Chicago.
I mean, the one that's voice is heard on this show twice a week.
You better not allow her to say my intro.
I know.
Without
I haven't
me
done
in the presence. Like, we have to witness this and see it together.
Yes, we will see it together soon. Next time we're all in the same room. But I did get graced by the presence of Maggie. And speaking of, it's time for a theoretical.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girls.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Theoreticals. Like, I still do not understand Maggie, who I believe is from the Chicago area, right? Also, never spent a second in the South. No. When we asked her to voice that, she got country out of nowhere. So, fun times. CK, what's our theoretical on this lovely Thursday?
So unfortunately, guys, I don't have a theoretical. I have an actual. This happened to me over the weekend when I was playing golf.
Oh.
I was a solo, single, showed up to play with a bunch of random dudes, got paired up with an old guy named Randy, and then the other two people that were in our foursome knew each other, like work buddies. Those guys were drinking a lot.
Oh.
A lot. This was a Sunday twilight time. They were drinking plenty all throughout the day.
Sunday fun day.
Around hole 15, the group that was behind us hit into us. And for those who don't play golf, that's pretty much when the guys that are on the same hole hit their drive, and it easily could have hit you when you're on that hole. And it gives you a little bit of a scare. It's a little bit rude. It's a lot of bit rude. And because you could get hurt. You could get hit by that golf ball in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
So they give some words on the following tee when they're waiting to tee off, like, hey guys, please be patient. Please don't hit it into us. We don't want to die on this golf course today, being a little bit melodramatic. And as I mentioned before, they had a lot of drink. They were probably 6, 7, 8 drinks in, and one of the dudes was maybe 105 pounds. This guy was itty bitty, maybe 5'2".
Okay.
So sure enough, on the following hole, on a par 4, that group behind us hits into them again. The
twice?
Golf ball
back to back?
Whizzes back to back holes immediately after they warned them not to do it again. But they do it again. Golf ball whizzes by the other guy's head and they start screaming so many curse words.
Oh.
They start bleeping, 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 arms wide out, screaming. And then they hop in the golf cart and they drive towards the guys that just hit into them.
Oh, wow. No.
And they want to throw down. They legitimately want to get in a fight on that golf course today. Problem is, the guys that were hitting into them were 16 years old. These were kids.
Oh.
These were high school kids. But that didn't stop them from hurling curse words back and forth, back and forth. But I didn't know that these were 16-year-olds. And the first thing that came to mind was, I'm really an anti-conflict guy. I don't get into many fights, really any arguments at all. If that fist got thrown, was I responsible for providing backup? Because I knew these guys. I have like a 3-hour relationship with these two guys that were trying to get in a brawl, but I don't know them before today. Am I responsible for getting in there and giving my guys some backup?
That right there is interesting because I've never thought about it in that way. Because in a golf, you know, if you're playing 18 and you're up to 15, 16 holes in at that point, like, y'all are kind of locked in.
Yeah.
You probably know kids' names. You might know where they work at. You've learned a lot of stuff about these guys. You've watched their bad swings and their good ones. Like, I think you got to throw down with the fellas if it came to it.
Really? Tina, you?
I'm against Theo. I don't think you at all throw hands. I think you just, you continue to golf and you drive on off away.
No, how?
Oh,
he's golfing with those guys. They're in his group. You can't leave them stranded if they go get into a tussle, especially if they start losing to these 16-year-old punks.
C-Cat's going to get arrested.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I think I would get arrested.
I think he would. These guys were, you know, obviously very intoxicated. These are 16-year-old kids. Like, that just all is bad news right there.
They're hitting golf balls into y'all's field. They disrespected you too, C-Cat. It wasn't just the two drunk dudes. Like, you didn't feel disrespected by these kids hitting golf balls over your head?
The golf ball never got close to me. Apparently, those balls whizzed by the other cart twice. So I never felt threatened,
okay,
even though I just could have easily been in the golf cart. I, if it were to happen again, I would do the same thing again. And, like, very slowly, is what I did, slowly drive up behind them, go, hey guys, come on, knock it off, let's all be friends. Try to de-escalate things as quickly as possible. I'm not getting a case today. I'm not getting thrown down with a 16-year-old because the worst case scenario is, well, a 16-year-old kid beats you up.
Yes.
And
yes,
then like the second worst case scenario is you get arrested for beating up a 16-year-old. So
yes,
there is no winning in that situation.
None.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think there's an avenue in which you get out of there unscathed. But I would say this, I'm such a community guy. I think if it's past hole 10 or 11, I'm likely throwing hands with whoever I'm golfing with. Before the turn, you know, you're on your own. But if we go through the turn together and we're on the other side, like, I'm sorry. Like, I get riled up. I get involved. I get active. So I would have made a more poor decision than you, C-Cat. So maybe I need to start asking your advice before jumping in on things like that. And the reason why I could jump in there and likely win the fight is try to stay in shape. Somewhat like Tina. Tina stays in shape better than anybody I know. She's at F45 like every freaking morning.
I am at F45 just about every single morning. 5:15, I'm an early gal, but they've got classes for anyone. They got 6:15, they got 7:30, they got 8:30, they got noon, they got afternoon classes, and I'm going to get Theo over there as well. So, hey, like, you can get, you know, if you got to end up going to throw some hands at the golf course, you're ready, extra ready with that 45.
Cardio.
Yes, cardio. Again, you're not out of breath. You can run to them if you need to. We're not, you know, we don't want violence here. But if you get in the situation, F45 at least gets you some muscle to stand your ground. But F45 West Palm Beach, F45 Palm Beach Gardens, they still got some summer specials going on right now. Check out their Instagrams. They've got a playoffs coming up that's free to the public where you can really test out your, you know, strength and your cardio. It's a really fun event that they've got going on. Check out f45training.com to find a location near you.
Gotta love it. one thing on the way out, some breaking news. Looks like Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout going to miss the remainder of the season after sustaining another meniscus tear. This according to the manager, Perry, I'm not going to say his last name, but the general manager of the Angels. So sad times for Angels fans. Appreciate you pulling up, Tina. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3. It's a big Teddy takeover here at ESPN Chicago, taking theoretically speaking on the road. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. We had Yurko, we had Tina, we had Mike Tia packed out Thursday on Theoretically Speaking. Make sure you hop on YouTube and check it out. All of the stuff from today going to be there at Theo Speaking. Subscribe and check out the great content we have. And as always, it is a third. Well, actually, we usually do it on Friday, but today we're doing it on Thursday. We're going to take it to the house with some big time predictions. Now, you already know what the house is. Thehousewestpalm.com. That's the website to go and reserve a table. The house is beautiful. It is elegant. And it is the greatest place to sit down and have a meal, especially on the weekend. Thursday through Sunday, the house is open and readily available for you. They've got happy hour. They've got brunches. And most importantly, they got those lobster corn dogs as an appetizer that you got to try. You got to check it out. Coastal cuisine, but American. It has a little bit of flair and a little bit of everything for anybody. Thehousewestpalm.com. And if you buy an entree, you get a free 9-hole round on the Lit 9. The Lit 9 is right there at the park. It is a beautiful course. You can play it into the night because they light up the course. That's why they call it the Lit 9. An absolutely great experience. Thehousewestpalm.com. And today, because we've been on such a roll taking it to the house with Team USA Basketball, they play Puerto Rico over the weekend on the 3rd. And if you saw the last two games, Team USA has won by 26 and then by 17. I say they win by 30-plus, and LeBron James leads the team in scoring. CK.
Last week, I told you Team USA was going to win in soccer against World War II foe Germany, and I was correct. History's going to repeat itself. 1 week later, on Saturday, USA versus Japan, women's national soccer, 9 a.m., USA, USA, USA. Watch out for Sophia Smith.
Hey, gotta love it. That's going to do it on a Thursday. Take those things to the house with you and go to the house this weekend. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Go in love, go in peace, go America, go enjoy.